Today is Monday, the 10th of November, the feast of St. Leo the Great, in the 32nd week of Ordinary Time. Salt of the Sound sings, "I need thee every hour." Today's reading is from the Book of Wisdom.
Love righteousness, you rulers of the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness and seek him with sincerity of heart. Because he is found by those who do not put him to the test, and manifests himself to those who do not distrust him. For perverse thoughts separate people from God, and when his power is tested, it exposes the foolish, because wisdom will not enter a deceitful soul, or dwell in a body enslaved to sin. For a holy and disciplined spirit will flee from deceit, and will leave foolish thoughts behind, and will be ashamed at the approach of unrighteousness. For wisdom is a kindly spirit, but will not free blasphemers from the guilt of their words, because God is witness of their inmost feelings, and a true observer of their hearts, and a hearer of their tongues, because the Spirit of the Lord has filled the world, and that which holds all things together knows what is said.
In today's scripture, we are drawn to see the world filled with the Spirit of God, a presence that sees, knows, and sustains everything. Take a moment to consider where you have experienced the presence of God. We are called to goodness and sincerity, to a faith that fills our life, echoing Ignatius's own sense of finding God in all things. God is not confined to holy places. Where do you notice the Spirit of God in your life? In nature? In others? In work? In silence? Today is the feast of St. Leo the Great. His teaching deepens this insight. For Leo, holiness is not abstract, but embodied in how we live and love, with sincerity, truth, and courage. Christian, recognize your dignity. As we listen to the passage again, recognize this dignity within you. Call on the Spirit who dwells within you, asking to be guided with courage, compassion, and integrity.
Love righteousness, you rulers of the earth. Think of the Lord in goodness and seek him with sincerity of heart, because he is found by those who do not put him to the test, and manifests himself to those who do not distrust him. For perverse thoughts separate people from God, and when his power is tested, it exposes the foolish, because wisdom will not enter a deceitful soul, or dwell in a body enslaved to sin. For a holy and disciplined spirit will flee from deceit, and will leave foolish thoughts behind, and will be ashamed at the approach of unrighteousness. For wisdom is a kindly spirit, but will not free blasphemers from the guilt of their words, because God is witness of their inmost feelings, and a true observer of their hearts, and a hearer of their tongues. Because the Spirit of the Lord has filled the world, and that which holds all things together knows what is said.
For wisdom is a kindly spirit. In a time of prayer, speak now to the Lord as a friend, with sincerity of heart and trusting in his kindness. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end.
Amen.